Dengue is considered as one of the most important mosquito-borne viral disease in the world now. Up to 2.5 billion people are at the risk of dengue infection, and over 2,000 people lose their lives by disease every year. Two major vector species are Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus. Reports from the World Health Organization shows that dengue case has been continuously increased during past 25 years, and this indicates that conventional strategy to control disease transmission has not been successful, and thus novel strategy is required now. This picture shows that aged structure of female mosquitoes, which is typically observed in the field. Majority of females cannot live longer than extrinsic incubation period, which is EIP. EIP is a required time for the females to become infectious, and they must survive EIP to transmit the disease. So if we can modify the aged structure of this vector population by reducing lifespan, we can expect decrease of disease transmission. A novel strategy to control disease transmission has been proposed based on this idea, and this involves Wolbachia. Wolbachia are maternally inherited intracellular bacteria. They are known to infect up to 75% insect species. Many Wolbachia strains are known to affect host reproduction by several ways as a means to persist or spread their infection. A novel Wolbachia strain has been found in Drosophila melanogaster in 1997. This picture shows that Wolbachia are infected in the neuronal cell of brain cortex in a one-day-old adult fly. Normally, replication of Wolbachia is controlled in the cell. However, this newly found Wolbachia was over-replicating to rupture the host cell, as observed here in 8-day-old adult fly, which reduced lifespan by half. So this new Wolbachia strain has been named as popcorn Wolbachia because this resembles microwave popcorn. Popcorn Wolbachia is also known to cause cytoplasmic incompatibility, which is CI. CI is caused by poisoned sperm from infected males, which results in early embryonic death. CI is observed in so-called incompatible cross. Typically, they cannot produce normal progeny. But other cross types can produce normal progeny, and these are called compatible crosses. CI-inducing Wolbachia is known to cause population replacement. When infected females are released into uninfected population, they start invading the population with reproductive advantage. This results in population replacement with infected population. So the proposed strategy to modify the structure of vector population is to employ this popcorn Wolbachia. If we can release popcorn-infected females into vector population, they are expected to replace the population with a reduced lifespan. So we can expect elimination or at least decrease of disease transmission. Several important hypotheses were tested targeting Aedes albopictus. In order to fulfill the long-term goal of this proposed strategy, popcorn Wolbachia should first transfect into new host Aedes albopictus, and they have to be transmitted to progeny with a high rate. They have to induce strong CI in incompatible cross to accelerate population replacement. They should not cause strong fetal cost, and they should induce life shortening in females just enough to decrease disease transmitting females. In order to establish double mammary infection in Aedes albopictus, cytoplasm of eggs from infected Drosophila melanogaster was extracted and micro-injected into the uninfected Aedes albopictus eggs. Infected population was generated from this survived and infected eggs after micro-injection. Infection frequency was estimated by PCR testing adult mosquitoes in across population for first 10 generations. Maternal inheritance was over 99%, which was indicating double MAPA infection in Aedes albopictus was sustainable. However, maternal inheritance was decreased by half in closed population. This unusual pattern effect was observed at three gonotropic cycles, which was indicating that double MELPA infection may not persist in the closed population. CI level was estimated by measuring the egg hatch rate from possible four cross types between uninfected and infected population. Typical CI pattern shows zero egg hatch rate in incomparable cross, but our results shows different pattern. Only one comparable cross showed significantly higher egg hatch rate, while other cross types showed low egg hatch rate, including incomparable cross. So we are wondering that CI was actually occurring in the incomparable cross, and why the egg hatch rate was so low in infected females. So first, we looked at the embryonic development in unhatched eggs from those four cross types. As you eggs were bleached with original corax concentration, and developmental levels were categorized as early, intermediate, and late. As you can see here in incompatible cross, early embryonic deaths were significantly higher than other cross type, which provide evidence of CI induction. And second, Wolbachia were visualized by fluorescent inside hybridization staining. These bright green spots are stained Wolbachia in oocytes. Wolbachia in natural super-infected Aedes albopictus were localizing at the pore of the oocyte, while double MELPA were distributing throughout entire oocyte, and the density looked much higher. This high double MELPA density caused egg mortality, and this could explain the low egg hatch rate in the infected females. Fecundity was compared between uninfected and infected population during six gonotropic cycles. Infected population produced significantly lower number of eggs, and this indicates that fecundity caused by double MELPA infection. Longevity assay at generation 5 shows significant life shortening in females, but not in males. Same pattern was observed at generation 13. Life shortening in females, not in males. However, this life shortening was much weaker than original fly host. To summarize the effects of double MELPA infection in Aedes albopictus, maternal inheritance was decreased in closed population, CI level was not strong enough, high egg mortality and reduced fecundity was observed, and life shortening in adults was limited. So the Pacquorn-infected Aedes albopictus is not expected to be competitive enough to survive or even invade or even survive in the field. Based on this result, we concluded that double MELPA infection in Aedes albopictus will not be successful for applied strategy in the field for practical perspective. For evolution's perspective, double MELPA infection in Aedes albopictus is maladaptive and provides extreme example of Wolbachia as a pathogen. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Why does the distribution in the egg cause mortality, the widespread distribution as opposed to the localization?
So, yes, why the localization of Pacquorn Wolbachia is distributed in the oocyte, and why that caused the egg mortality? So that's a good question, and that's not actually has not been revealed. So we are making hypothesis that this overreplication of Pacquorn is actually occurring in oocyte as well. Yes.
Aedes albopictus is normally infected with Wolbachia.
Yes.
So were your popcorn strains in addition to the naturally occurring Wolbachia, or did you clear the natural Wolbachia first and then clear the popcorn?
Yes. So the question was, Aedes albopictus is normally infected with Wolbachia, but the question is, did I remove the dose of Wolbachia before microinjection? So the answer is I removed the superinfected Wolbachia, natural infection, and then microinjected, transfected the popcorn Wolbachia into that Aedes albopictus.
So the popcorn data you showed was for albopictus infected with popcorn only and not with any other Wolbachia?
That's correct.